We are a proud liberal democracy. We believe in a world order that favours freedom and that supports the dignity and free expression of all people. We believe in human rights, in gender equality, and the rule of law, and we back that up with how we pursue these things in our own country, in our own society, and how we raise our own children. Australia was one of 8 countries only involved in the drafting of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and we continue to strengthen the international human rights system, and we will continue to raise our voice on important issues like the rights of women and girls, the rights of Indigenous peoples, because respecting the rights and freedoms of the individual is intrinsically important. It is fundamental to our values as a people and as a nation. It lifts all societies and nations too, delivering better outcomes through economic inclusion.
So if you get vaccinated, there will be special rules that apply to you.
Women's empowerment, environmental sustainability, rising living standards, and so much more. Australians' actions are guided by our belief in the inherent dignity of all people, everywhere, no matter the circumstances. Mr. President, we learned through the pandemic that every moment of challenge requires us to think anew, to engage with each other, to learn as you go. It is an experience understood by many others. And so we will continue to meet this moment with dialogue. Thank you, Mr. President.
And that clip really does portray the hypocrisy of the Australian government, folks. When you look at what the politicians say and you look at their actions, it really does speak volumes. Really well put together clip, and that should be shared with everybody. I'll put a link to the original version below. Just a short video again today, folks. I just wanted to check in with you to let you know that I'm alive. The world is continuing to get crazier and crazier here in Australia. The level of brutality we're seeing from the police in Victoria is just through the roof, and the police presence is through the roof as well.
guilt by association, that was aggressive.
Excuse me. Why were they hassling you guys?
What was our reason for being here? To shop? Why aren't we wearing masks? I'm wearing a mask. I had it on to talk to, off to talk to them.
Yeah.
But I have an exception.
So did they say you're associated with the group?
Yes, guilty by association.
Guilty by association.
And yet it was them that made me associate here because they told me to stay here and be safe.
Now, what's that all about? Just hoarding people into shopping centres, marching across children's playgrounds and terrorising children that way. What's it all about, folks? And where are they coming from, all of these police? I showed you a video the other day in the last report that I did that showed literally thousands of police cars driving through Melbourne. Thousands of police, folks. Peacocks are being a bit noisy. Thousands of police. Where are they all coming from? And the level of brutality we are seeing from these people is like stuff we've never seen before. And that's just from the normal cops, but what about these guys dressed in black Kevlar with these helmets and body armor and the stuff they're doing to people? You know, those two guys on the ground there, and what the police did to them, they'd already surrendered. They're already incapacitated. They're on the ground. One guy was curled up there on the ground, and that cop runs in and puts a knee into his back. That sort of a attack is this potential spinal damage. These are potentially life-changing injuries that these cops are inflicting on these people. The other guy who was on the ground, grey-haired guy, old guy, gets kicked in the head, and then the cop comes along and smashes him in the back with the barrel of his rifle. Not just a little tap, both arms. He pulled back and he gave him a good whack. That was either a ruptured kidney or a broken rib. These are potentially life-changing injuries that are being inflicted on people by these police. This is not policing. And these are not the actions of police. You know, you've got to look at this and wonder, are these really Australian police officers or are these foreign troops dressed as Australian police officers? Because these are not police tactics. These are military tactics. These are military actions. And the amount of disregard that these people have for civilians, I mean, marching through that children's playground, firing upon unarmed, peaceful protesters at the Shrine of Remembrance. Would Australians do that? The Shrine of Remembrance, this is hallowed ground. Would Australian police officers fire upon Australian citizens at the Shrine of Remembrance? Has this country actually been sold out? Have we been invaded? Have we been sold out by our politicians? Have they brought foreign military here and dress them as police, and are they allowing them to take over this country state by state, starting with Victoria and then moving up to New South Wales? Take out the two major cities, Melbourne and Sydney, and you've pretty well taken out most of the country. Blackout communications the way they did in Victoria the other day, and then nobody can see what's actually going on the ground. Pretty stark times, folks. There's also a report that I saw on Cairns News of planes that are being flown into Sydney from China. I can't confirm this, but it's an interesting report. Is that what's happening? Are foreign troops being flown into China? We've got a lot of pushback from the people in this country. We've got a lot of pushback from police at the moment in New South Wales, Victoria, and Queensland, all of who don't want to be jabbed. Something like 30% or 35% of the cops here in Queensland don't want to be jabbed, and they're starting legal action against the government. This is happening in New South Wales as well. Are they flying in foreign troops, and are they going to get our cops to stand down, and are they going to replace them with Chinese troops dressed like police? Is that what's happening? Is that why everyone's wearing these face masks and visors and goggles and helmets, and you can't see who these people are? You can't even tell what nationality these people are. It'd be nice to capture one of them and see what language they're speaking. But it's getting really serious, folks. It's getting to the point that we almost need foreign intervention here. I mean, what our government is doing to us, we've invaded countries for less than what our government is doing to the people. That video that I showed you the other day of the guy getting body slammed in Flinders Street Station, this is attempted murder. This is the police basically walking around and murdering people in the street, just attacking them, just gangs of thugs walking around and attacking peaceful civilians and terrorizing them and murdering them if they try to push back or anything. That's what's happening, folks. It's crazy what's going on in this country. Absolutely crazy. And I have to wonder if they're foreign troops. I really do. Because there's just hordes of them. Hordes and hordes of police. Where have they all come from? Interesting question, folks. I mean, I even heard that the guy in who got body slammed in Flinders Street Station died. I haven't been able to confirm that, but I've heard that he died. I don't know. If he didn't die, I'd say that he's got some sort of serious brain injury for the rest of his life. These are life-changing attacks, life-changing injuries the police are inflicting on people, folks. All being condoned by our politicians, Dictator Dan and Gulag Gladys, Gladys Berejiklianoff. I mean, it's next level, folks. It's basically, like I said last time, Australia is virtually in a state of civil war. It's just people don't know it, and only one side is armed. But I don't think these are police. I don't think these are our boys that are doing this, folks. I wouldn't be surprised if the police, many of the police, do get told to stand down. My only hope is that when that happens, they don't stand down. They turn their weapons on the people that are giving these orders, and they help us reclaim our country, because our country is about to fall and the people still can't see it. There was a wonderful report that came out by the retired police officer, or the police officer who spoke out, and he quit so that he could speak out, from Grafton Highway Patrol, Alex Cooney, who put out a pretty heartfelt plea to all police officers of this country to actually stand up for this country, because they are needed. Hopefully many of them will listen to that. I intend to contact Alex Cooney and have him on for a chat as well. Hopefully I can reach a few people with that. I'm still amazed at the amount of people that have been watching that John O'Looney video. It's got like 1.1 million views now on BitChute, which is unheard of for any video I've ever uploaded onto BitChute. It's really unusual for videos to get that many views on BitChute, so thanks to everybody who's been sharing that. I've been getting a lot of attacks due to that video as well, so it shows me that I'm on the right track. And people have been attacking John O'Looney as well. I uploaded a conversation that we had the other day where he talked about how he went to a council meeting and they saw a member of parliament there. Hey, Rio, are you following us around? He spoke to a member of parliament there and he realised that there's no remedy in government. A lot of people have attacked him for that and like, oh my God, he thinks government's going to help us. And you got to understand, this guy's only just woken up, folks. This guy has been asleep his whole life. He's a funeral director. That's a pretty straight sort of a job, you know. It's not the sort of a job, you know, a truth activist has. So he's just woken up in January to the fact that, you know, that COVID's a lie. And he really sincerely thought that if he could show the real information to government, that they would actually act on it. He didn't know that they're all corrupt. You know, it's a process, folks. He's being attacked for going on the Charlie Ward show as well. Well, I think you're going to find he's going to be speaking to anybody who wants to speak to him, folks. He doesn't know Charlie Ward's got ties to MI6 or anything. Like I said, this guy's just woken up. And you're going to find a whole bunch of people in the world that have never woken up before that are going to suddenly see the New World Order in their face and they're going to go through a 5-minute red pill moment. You know, like, whereas you and I, we've had years, we've had decades to go through and research all this stuff, and we've been expecting this to happen. You know, there's no moment I had in my life where my reality kind of broke down because I figured out when I was 4 that something was terribly wrong. And so it's been a process for me. But you're going to find a lot of people who are completely in the matrix, just the normies, whatever you want to call them, the NPCs, the sheeple, whatever you want to call them, these people who think the system's real, suddenly they're going to see it in their face and they're going to wake up and go, oh my God, the world is not what I thought it was. And they're going to see corruption and lies everywhere and they're going to have a meltdown. You know? With John O'Looney, like I said, he only just woke up. He's only just woken up like a few months ago to the fact that the government's lying about the pandemic, and now he's finding, no, actually they're lying about everything, and actually the government is just a front for a whole criminal organization, and no, the countries that we think are what they are aren't even. He's going to find out all this stuff, folks, and it's going to be a devastating time for him over the next couple of months as the realization to how big the lie is actually sinks in. So you can't blame him for some of the thoughts that he's having and for him believing that there may be some remedy in government. And you know, the fact that he's getting attacked so much and people are trying to discredit him so much shows me that the information that he presented is very real. And it's no wonder that everyone's wanting to interview him at the moment. And it's no wonder that he wants to talk to anybody that he can because he just wants to get the word out. Hey, Rio. He just wants to get the word out to people. He also sent me that letter from RT, which I'll go through the relevant bits of that letter for you now. Hi, John. I hope we find you well in England. It's come to our attention that you're really getting the message out on social media platforms with regards to what you have witnessed firsthand in your profession. You have some quite astonishing stories to tell. We note that you appeared in a few interviews where you voiced your concerns regarding the COVID pandemic and in particular the vaccine rollout. Although what you witness with your own eyes may be specific to what has happened in England, it follows that your voice is relevant on a global basis. At RT, we have a very prolific advertising model and an extremely high traffic volume both in the US and our sister sites operating in Russia, Spain, Germany, France, and across the Middle East. In the US, we also run a hugely successful subscription television service. We can't help feeling you have more concerns that our viewers would find both informative and important. You also come across as very well articulated in your interviews that have appeared on social media, which is why we believe you would be perfect to give exposure to on our network. We would like to extend an opportunity for your voice to reach a much wider audience on our channel and invite you to take part in a series of interviews with our own journalists. The duration for each interview would likely be 45 to 50 minutes, and we would be looking to do 3 or 4 separate pieces initially. We would be looking to remunerate you a sum of around $85,000 in US dollar currency, which would be agreed and paid to prior to the first series of interviews. That sum would be for the initial series of interviews. There may be scope for further interviews down the line, depending on the initial view ratings. And here's where it gets interesting. Of course, as a stipulation of conditions of the payment to yourself, we would ask that you grant us full exclusivity. This would all be tied up in the terms and conditions arranged by our legal team. The lawyers would also draw up the necessary remuneration contracts required to ensure that your part of the commitment to the interviews is honoured following the release of any payments to yourself. Blah, blah, blah. Kind regards, Yvonne, RT USA Communications Manager and Digital Media Specialist. And as you can see, what they were trying to do was basically get exclusive rights to his dialogue. Yeah, we'll give you $85,000 and we will do a series of four or five or six shows, whatever it was. But we'll have exclusive rights. And of course, they would have edited the dialogue. He would have said all the stuff he wanted to say. And of course, they would have edited it into what they wanted to present and left the rest on the cutting room floor. And then he would have been contractually tied so that that's all he could say. And he wouldn't be able to speak to anybody else. And so what he wanted to say would never have gotten out to people. See, that's how they do it, folks. They come across as all benevolent, and yes, we want to help, and then they leave all of the good stuff on the cutting room floor, and you're contractually obligated to, you know, some sort of exclusive contract with them, and so then you can't say anything. Otherwise, you're in risk of being fined and all sorts of stuff like that. See, that's how they tie people up, folks. They get people into the system, and then they're tied, they're contractually obligated to basically do what they're told. This is why with the whole thing that with Karen Brewer, she's been attacking me lately as well, apparently. And because she's got this whole focus on pedophiles and Freemasons. Sure, it's a real issue. But her whole stance to, okay, we're gonna go and stand at the government doors at the buildings of these people's places, and we're gonna demand that they release the names of these pedophiles, these suppressed names. This is never gonna work. You're never gonna get any sitting politician to do that because there's suppression orders on those names, and these people are contractually obligated to act within the parameters of Parliament because they are sitting politicians. You can go and demand that these people release these names, and the person who does is going to instantly give themselves 5 or 10 years jail straight away because they've just broken the law, because they're contractually obligated, because they're a sitting politician. There are suppression orders, and that's just the way it goes. The only way you're going to get those names released is to replace the government with a new government that isn't contractually obligated to what this government has written down. Now, when you think of things like what Craig Kelly and Clive Palmer are doing with the United Australia Party that may well go in and replace the two-party system, if they got in power, then you could get them to release the names and they could probably do it. They wouldn't be contractually obligated to keep them suppressed. Then you've got to ask the question, I mean, can you actually trust Clive Palmer and Craig Kelly? I mean, Craig Kelly actually signed off on the legislation which allows foreign troops to come onto Australian soil and act with indemnity. So, you know, how trustworthy is he? I have heard that he's really regretting signing that, and that's one of the reasons he left the mainstream parties and joined with Clive Palmer's party. I don't know. I mean, I don't know who I can trust in the political arena, folks, whether I can trust any of them. But, I mean, that's the only way you're going to get those names released. You're not going to get those names released from any sitting politician, no matter how much you protest, because they are contractually obligated not to do so, and the one who does release those names will instantly give himself 5 or 10 years in jail. And that's just the way it is. That's how they have the system tied up. That's how they cover up all the loopholes. You know, the only way you'll get to those names is to replace this government with a new government. So that's why I think the focus should be freedom. The focus should be in people rediscovering themselves. Yeah. Because we're going to see the whole system break down soon, folks. And people are not going to have any other choice but to discover themselves, because everything is going to break down. A lot of people are freaking out about it. That's why there's all the hit pieces. Like I said, I'm getting massive amounts of hit pieces. The one BitChute YouTube creator who's been fully attacking me lately because he's totally freaked out about this John O'Looney clip getting so many views. He's just reposted the video of me having a meltdown when I was attacked in 2020. January 14th, around about 40 minutes after midnight, when I was lying in my bed, I was subject to an EM attack from what I believe now to be Project Looking Glass technology. Voice of God, Project Looking Glass. It's the same stuff they did to David Shaler. You know, David Shaler was speaking out about the London bombings, and then suddenly he said he was Jesus and was wearing white robes around and became gay. They tried to hit me with technology January 14th, about 40 minutes after midnight as I was lying in my bed. I literally saw the beam come down and hit me in the forehead. And I got completely bamboozled, and they wanted me to say I was the Son of God, and they wanted me to say I was the Chosen One. And I did a video, which was completely discombobulated, trying to show people what I was going through. I've never actually watched it myself. I made the video and then I posted it, and I woke up the next day and went, wow, what was that all about? And I deleted that video, and I've never actually watched it myself because I find it uncomfortable to watch a video where I'm not actually in control of my own mind. But yeah, they hit me with some tech, and this creator has dug up that video and posted it. So see, look, he thinks he's the Chosen One. But no, I was just showing you what they wanted me to say, folks. I was showing you they wanted me to believe I was the Chosen One. If you actually look at the video, you can see that I'm being sarcastic about it. Oh yeah, because I saw the light, because I'm the Chosen One, and all this sort of rubbish. That's what they wanted me to think, because that's what they do. That's what the technology does. But it didn't work with me. It discombobulated me for about 10 days. It took me a while to come around, and the attack lasted like 24 to 36 hours. It was just this electromagnetic bombardment. I lay down in my bed and this thing hit me, and I just freaked out. I was up all night and discombobulated. Then the next day when I lay down, as soon as I put my head on the pillow, I went straight into horror. Hours and hours of just absolute horror. I was literally shaking in horror. It was really, really strange feeling. They really, really tried to mess with my mind. But it didn't work, and I came good. And the fact that I posted that video, I actually got like at least a dozen emails from people saying, wow, that's exactly what happened to me, and that's what happened to my sister. You know, this is what happened to this other guy, and he ended up committing suicide. There was one radio host even contacted me and said, that's what happened to me 6 years ago, and I've never really been able to process it, but I got so much healing from listening to your video. So in many ways, it helped a lot of people. But yeah, it was an interesting thing. I think what protected me was the chrape that I do. The only shamanic practice that I ever kept and brought out of the jungle with me was chrape, which is a shamanic snuff based in Mupacha tobacco. The Shipibo and the people in South America see Mupacha and they see tobacco as being a very sacred medicine that's very protective and very healing. And for some reason, I've just always done it. I've always maintained the shamanic snuff that I do, the Mupacha chrape. And I think that's what protected me against that attack, because chrape is designed to decalcify your pineal gland and protect your pineal. And that's where they hit me. And I think that's what helped me get through it so quickly. Like in 10 days, I was pretty good after 10 days. But even now, I mean, I'm still trying to process what happened. It was a really weird thing. But the fact that this guy has reposted that video. See, that video came out, that happened because I was making huge headway with my reports on the Australian fires. I was reaching thousands upon thousands of people. And I was getting a lot of traction with that. And so there was a four-pronged attack. They hit me with this EM, this looking glass tech. Then there was people like troll farms, just hundreds of trolls on my videos. Then there was a claim that I was a plagiarist because someone had repeated some of my words in one of their videos, and someone was claiming, oh no, Max stole the words from this guy. No, it was the other way around. And there was also a hit piece that was done in the media, all on the same day. So it was a coordinated attack. And this guy who's reposted the video now, he threw me under a bus straight away as soon as I was attacked. He's done that to a lot of people. He just throws people under the bus at any opportunity that he can. But he completely threw me under a bus. There was this four-pronged attack. And the fact that now he's resurfaced that video and they're trying the same attack due to this John O'Looney information going so viral shows me just how worthwhile that information is. And, you know, the attacks don't worry me, folks. I don't really care. That's just the way it goes. I mean, if you're going to do this work, then you're going to get attacks. That's just the way it is. And the best thing they can do is to get you to discredit yourself, which is what all that looking glass technology and that hit was all about, I'm sure. So I think one of the best things I could have done was make that all public when it happened. Like I said, it was healing for other people. And as I said, we're going to see all of reality break down soon. We're going to see all the timelines converge because we're heading to an inevitable conclusion, folks. And it is a great awakening. You know, when I look at everything that's happening, I mean, it's a pretty dark future. It's a pretty dark future that they're attempting to create. But I think it's always darkest before the dawn, and I think it has to get this dark in order for people to be able to see it. It's like even with John O'Looney waking up in January and seeing the world for what it is. Like I said, you're going to have so many people have this 5-minute red pill moment, and they're going to see it. They're going to see just how controlled humankind is, just how much we've been lied to. And they're going to see the way out. They're going to see that it's all down to self-responsibility and that there is a way through this. But it has to happen this way. I mean, sure, it's going to get pretty dark and a lot of people are going to suffer. A lot of people won't make it through. And there might be a moment where you've simply got to retreat and ride the wave and wait out the storm. You know, if humankind doesn't stand up and rise up, it may well come to that. But I think whatever happens, at the end of it, that spark of human divinity is still going to be there. Yeah, it's going to be kind of purified in a way. I don't think there's any way to avoid what's coming. And what's coming is an awakening. What's coming, I think, is a freeing of the human spirit. A return where mankind does reestablish their connection with God, whatever you perceive God to be. And as you know, I'm not a religious person. I don't do religion, but I have a great relationship with God. And for all you Christians out there, well, Jesus didn't do religion either, and he had a great relationship with God. Most of the main people that religions have been created around were just free spirits who had a fantastic relationship with the Creator and could see things the way they were. And that's what they tried to convey to people. But all their teachings were turned into religions, and so people become dependent upon something outside themselves, which is not what any of these people were trying to convey, I don't think. But I think there is going to be a huge awakening, but it's going to get really dark between now and then. I really hope the people of this country stand up. I really hope they see what's happening. I think many of them are. They're not being given a choice. The question is, will the police see it? The real police that we have here, the real police and the real military. We really need you guys. We really need you guys to stand up and help us take this country back from these parasites that are overrunning it. Because at the moment, it's just overrun. These goons running around in black Kevlar, these aren't police. They're not policing. They're not acting like police. I wonder if they're even human. I mean, the activities that they're carrying out. People don't do this to other people. Just ganging up on people and beating up on them. Like, as soon as, even when they've given up and they've surrendered, to attack them and willingly and maliciously hurt them the way people are doing it. It's just, you got to wonder what they're doing to these people when they're arresting them. I mean, are they even getting them out of jail? I mean, are they just killing them? This country really needs help. We really need help. We need some sort of intervention. Sanctions against this government. Like I said, I'd even almost welcome foreign military coming here if they came here with the right intentions. The question is there an honest government anywhere in the world that will ever do anything for the right intentions? And we just don't have the weapons or the numbers to stand up against what's happening here. We need assistance from outside. It's sad, but it's true. But anyway, folks, I'll leave it there for now. Like I said, just a short report. Just wanted to check in with you, let you know I'm still alive. There's certainly a lot of interesting things happening. There is certainly a lot of pushback, a lot of legal pushback. I mean, there's a lot of positive things going on as far as legal pushbacks and legal cases. And like I said, the nurses and the police and everybody standing up against these mandatory jabs. The question is, you know, are they going to just replace all these people with foreign soldiers? And have they done so already and not told us? I mean, the amount of theatre we see from these people, you know, who knows what's going on, folks. If the media would just tell the truth, that would be a great help. You know, I see the media as being even more complicit than the governments, folks. I mean, the media are the ones who've sold the lie to the world. If they could just do one day of honest reporting, I think it would turn the tide. Too many people still believe what the media says. But anyway, folks, I'll leave it there for now. Thank you for joining me on this report. Thank you to all the people who send me so many kind emails, so much information. Thank you to all my Patreon supporters. I'll look forward to speaking to you again soon. Please take very good care until then. In Lakesh. Hey, Brian. Just relaxing on the table, mate.
Bye-bye.